Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Minutes.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mitch Free is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Mitch is a member of our Brain Trust since has been since 09. He's a global entrepreneur, innovator, digital manufacturing expert. He's best known as the founder of MFG.com. And many of you have heard him speak around the world as he has done, and he's here to talk to us today about how to identify four success strategies that will help you prevent a failed business model. Mitch Free, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
Good to have you back, Mitch. So one of the things that you know and that I know and that I've been talking about on my show now for all these years is the disruption that's going on in the marketplace because of technology, because of new business models, because of the speed of change from one model to the other. And it's really taken the breath away of a lot of people out there, including, well, all of us to some degree,
sure,
but
definitely.
Some more than others. And one of the things you encourage people to do is to anticipate changing expectations. Of course, my new book, The Age of the Customer, that's what that book's all about. But tell us what you mean when you say changing expectations.
Yeah, so well, the way that we, you know, the things that we want, the things that we consume, the way we expect to buy things is changing extremely rapidly. And I imagine that that's what you're going to touch on in your book, and I'm looking forward to reading that. But that, it's... there's such a change out there right now, and there are businesses that have to stay in touch with what the customer is asking for, what they want, and where, you know, how they're looking to consume. And when I say consume, it's whether they want to buy online or they want to buy through a distributor or go into a retail store. And so that's what I think we mean by anticipating change is anticipating what our customers are asking for, not what we want to sell them, how we want to sell them.
Well, and see, this is the thing that what I've been telling my audience and live audiences and corporate executives is that your customers are waking up every morning with, as you say, with new expectations. And all of a sudden, they're just not showing up anymore. They're not calling you. They're not darkening your door. They're not responding to the way you used to motivate them. And sometimes what's happening is the business is thinking, the business owners are thinking, we're doing something wrong. We're not working hard enough or whatever. And the truth is, the customer just went away. You became irrelevant. What do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. That happened. And the method of discovery, right, has become very different. I mean, now as well, because so many people are discovered, whether it's by some, you know, by an app, by a web search, by a whatever. Discovery has become very easy today, and to find, you know, to find out ratings and mm-hmm. who's doing a good job and who likes their product.
UGC, user-generated content.
That's right. And not so many years ago, right? If you knew the guy or the girl that did this really
right.
well, you stuck with them because of the discovery and the vetting
mm-hmm.
process wasn't as transparent and fast
right.
as it is now.
Right. So folks, the point. The point Mitch is making, and that you've heard this many times before, is your customers have new expectations, and if you don't meet those expectations, they're just going to go somewhere else. And they don't. Here's the thing, Mitch. They don't even realize that they're leaving you. So they're not mad at you. You can get them back. They don't even. They're doing. It's the expectations are happening in such a way that they don't even realize it's happening. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes back to being easy to buy from, right? Because I, one of the things I think is that customers, they take the easiest way to buy to consume at the moment of need, right? And they're not thinking about that company or business that they've been loyal to for a number of years. It's not that they're, as you say, it's not that they're moving away from being loyal. It's this happened to be an easy buying experience. Experience the time I needed it.
And the thing that's happening, the thing that's generating more and more of that every day, creating more energy behind what you just said, is mobile computing. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We discover things on the go. I know I use, like, one of the apps I like is Around Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I travel quite a bit. I can be in another city. I decide I need whatever it is I need. I just open the Around Me app, and I see who's around me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing.
It sells that.
Yeah. So, okay, one of the things that you talk about, and I'm going to move over to number three, you say expand your view of human resources. Talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where we talk about, you know, leveraging the crowd, right? Like, let's say the crowd, that's your customers, your fans, or evangelists, or people that you're not even yet connected with to get a buzz, right? To get people talking about evangelizing about your product or your service, right? So that's one way that, I mean, when I talk about leveraging the crowd is because, you know, traditional marketing is very, very challenged now, because we're all inundated with so many advertisements, whether it be on television or billboards or whatever it is. But when an evangelist is telling another person, That's the way that word spreads now.
So you're talking about the power of community now, aren't you?
The power of community, power of leveraging, you know, leveraging your evangelist and having that word spread virally. But I'm also talking about, you know, things like crowdfunding these days that you can leverage. You know, new ways of financing businesses or innovation, startup ideas.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, the capitalization of small businesses is going to change. It's changing now, and it's going to change over the next generation. Crowdfunding itself, the classic crowdfunding to acquire debt or equity, that has other challenges. But because crowdfunding is really sort of, you know, coming into its own right now. There are legal issues with crowdfunding. In fact, we're going to talk about that with another expert in the next hour. We're going to be right back with Mitch Free. When we come back, we're going to talk about technology. Are you embracing it or are you fighting it? Mitch Free and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.